حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير أستغفر الله ربي وأتوب إليه وأعوذ به من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وشفيع ذنوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد ثم الصلاة والسلام على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما سيدي ومولاي بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أعلم أن أرجونا وأرجوكم May Allah inshallah accept all your ziyarat, your a'mal, your du'as in Karbala, in Najaf, and may he write us as the war of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein for next year, inshallah. With the barakah of salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Just a few thoughts I'd like to share with you dear brothers and sisters tonight. With regards to our responsibilities, our responsibility towards Karbala, towards this entire movement, what are some of the lessons that we can extract from this? Starting off, first and foremost, is there a need for extracting a lesson? Surah A'raf, which is chapter 7, verse 176. فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ The Quran is telling the Prophet ﷺ that narrate the stories for them. فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ In the hope that these people, they contemplate They think about these stories. So if there is a notion amongst any people that yes, this was a historical event that happened, and yes, we commemorate it, but that's the end of it, then there's no doubt, based on the verses of the Quran, based on the ahadith that we have, that it is a disservice to the message of Karbala. So explicit verse of the Quran, Surah A'raf, Chapter 7, verse 176. فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ Surah Yusuf, which is chapter 12, verse 111. So chapter 12, verse 111. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ And certainly, in their stories, stories of the qasas of the past people, there's an ibrah, there's a lesson to be learned. لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ For those who have the intellect, who have the power of thinking. Me and you. One of the greatest blessings that we have, one of the things that differentiates us from other creation is that ability to think. And the Quran is highlighting a responsibility for me and you. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ Certainly there is a lesson in these qasas. In these stories of the people who have passed. لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ So that, from the verses of the Quran, we understand that we cannot just keep on going commemorating. There is something that needs to be extracted. Zainab Salamullah Alayha. We don't have to hesitate, right? She's up there in the Ahlul Bayt, right? With complete confidence, in front of Yazid, says, فَكِدْ كَيْدَكْ وَسْعَ سَعْيَكْ وَنَاسِبْ جُهْدَكْ Hey, Yazid, with full confidence, Zainab Salamullah Alayha is telling him, listen, You can do all your trickery that you want. You can try as hard as you want. You can put in all the efforts that you want. فَوَاللَّهِ swear to God, فَوَاللَّهِ لَا تَمْحُوا ذِكْرَنَا وَلَا تُمِيتُوا وَحْيَنَا. Listen, Yazid, you can do whatever you want to do, but I swear to Allah, فَوَاللَّهِ لَا تَمْحُوا ذِكْرَنَا. There's no way you can erase our dhikr. Don't think that you killed my brother and you killed the youth of Bani Hashim that you'll be able to eradicate our message. فَوَاللَّهِ لَا تَمْحُوا ذِكْرَنَا. There's no way you can eradicate that. No, there's no way you can erase our message. وَلَا تُمِيتُوا وَحْيَنَا. And there's no way you can kill this wahi, the message, the revelation that my grandfather had brought. Don't misunderstand this, O Yazid. Just because you were able to kill them, that you will be able to eradicate our message. There's a lesson to be learned over here. When Zainab salamullah alayha, says it with so much confidence, listen, whatever you want to do, there's no way you'll be able to do this. Let me ask you a question. Is she relying on magic tricks by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That somehow Allah is going to make the walls and the skies and the clouds and the mountains do dhikr of Zainab and Hussein? Is she relying on some miracles, or is she relying on a people that will come and ensure that this dhikr carries on? Which one do you think it is? It's the second one, right? It's the second one. The sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not to come into this world and try to, you know, play with the pizza. Yes, there is the qada and qadr. Yes, there is all those concepts. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me and you free will. He's given us the tools to be able to use the free will to make the correct decisions. And over here, Zainab salamullah alayha is saying with confidence that, listen, no matter what you do, you can't erase our message. What I understand from that is she's highlighting a responsibility for me and you. That, listen, O Shia of Hussein, O people who come to Karbala on Arba'een, don't think you can walk for 3 days and go back and that's it. Job done. You have to make sure that La Tamhu Dhikrana is ensured. You have to make sure that Yazid and the Yazidis of today cannot erase the message of Hussein, cannot erase the message that me and Sajjad ensured that we tried to keep alive till the day that we were alive. Right? So that highlights a responsibility for me and you. Highlights a responsibility for me and you. The other day, Maulana Ali Murtazadadi, I don't know how many of you attended his majlis, I think it was last night. He was talking about, alhamdulillah, how we have, I think he quoted 24 million, if I'm not mistaken. 24 million people here on the walk. What will happen? What will happen if the Imam, alayhi salatu wasalam, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, actually comes and says, O Shia, come out? So what he's suggesting is, right now it's 24 million. Maybe when he comes, maybe it'll 50, 100, 150 million. Right? Maybe he's an optimist and I'm a pessimist. Maybe. But let me quote Imam al-Hussein, Salamullah alayhi. On the way to Karbala, Imam al-Hussein, Imam al-Hussein, Inna al-Nas abidud dunya. Hey, know that the people are slaves of this world. Inna al-Nas abidud dunya. Slaves of this world. وَالدِّين لَعِقٌ عَلَىٰ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. And this deen and this religion, it's just words on their tongues. Imam al-Hussein, on the way to Karbala, on the way to Karbala, إِنَّ النَّاسَ عَبِيدُ الدُّنْيَا وَالدِّينَ لَعِقٌ عَلَىٰ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. Religion and deen and everything that they do, it's just words on their tongue. يَحُوتُونَهُ مَا دَرَّتْ مَعَايِشُهُمْ. As long as their risk, their money, everything is good, they're good with deen. They're good with deen. As long as they don't have to give up too much, 10 million, 20 million, 24 million, 30 million. يَحُوتُونَهُ مَا دَرَّتْ مَعَايِشُهُمْ. فَإِذَا مُحِسُوا بِالْبَلَىٰ. But if they're tested with any trials or tribulations, any difficulties in the way of the deen, قَلَّ الدَّيَّانُونَ. In that case, the people of religion are very few. Very few. So imagine if it was the case, imagine if it was the case that coming for the walk of Arba'een wasn't as festive. Imagine that you would have to give, like the olden days, maybe an arm or a leg. Or there was at least a threat. Would we have 24 million? Maybe the Arabic and the Urdu and the Farsi majalis will be full. But I don't know why, I have a feeling at least the English one won't be. Right? The English is, you know, a little more comfortable in our own bubbles as compared to the other people. Right? The more you have, the easier it is to become comfortable, right? So Imam al-Hussein is highlighting the principle over here. He's highlighting the principle over here. Don't go by the numbers. Because the reality is, إِنَّ النَّاسَ عَبِيدُ الدُّنْيَا وَالدِّينَ لَعِقٌ عَلَىٰ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. It's just something that they talk about. And you'll see them in the way of deen. As long as they're ma'ayish, and as long as, you know, everything that they need to be able to live a comfortable life, to be able to go back, to be able to come here, live in a nice fancy hotel, or at least in a Husseinia, or even on the streets, but being safe, as long as it's that, they're okay with it. But if there is any form of bala, قَلَّ الدَّيَّانُونَ. Imam al-Hussein, salamullah alayhi, قَلَّ الدَّيَّانُونَ. That the people who follow religion will be very few. Very few. So inshallah, it is the case. It is the case that when our Imam returns and when there will be challenges, it won't be a smooth ride anymore. There will be challenge. Inshallah, it will be the case that we will come in larger numbers. But we can't disregard this hadith of Imam Hussein salamullah alayhi. We need to understand that we can't just go by the numbers. There's something deeper to it. Something deeper to it. And we need to ensure that we understand our responsibility. The Sayyidah Zainab salamullah alayha said, relying on me and you, فَوَاللَّهِ لَا تَمْحُوا ذِكْرَنَا وَلَا تُمِيتُوا وَحْيَنَا. That, listen Yazid, there, whatever you do, relying on me and you. Me and you. She's basically standing up for me and you and saying, listen, these people, the deen is not just words on their tongues. It's not just la'iqun ala al-sinatihim. No, these people are for real. They've understood Islam. They started with tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They understand what that is. They go to classes if they have to. They understand the concept of tawheed. They understand the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They understand the necessity of prophethood. They understand the attributes of the prophet. They understand the infallibility of the imams. They understand the necessity of the resurrection and ma'ad and judgment. These people, they actually go and learn all this. If you pick any random person from this crowd,
they'll be able to tell you everything about Tawheed. They'll be able to tell, prove every attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. Yazid, these people are not like that. They actually put in effort. That's what she's thinking. That's what she's hoping. Are we doing that is the question. Can I be a source of maintaining and leading the dhikr of Zainab and Hussein salamu alayhima without understanding religion? Without understanding Tawheed, without understanding Quran, without reading the Quran, forget understanding the Quran, without understanding the message of Karbala, can I be one of those people that she can rely on to uphold this message? The Quran is crying out. Listen. Listen, these qasas, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. In the hope, فَقْصُصِ الْقَسَسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. In the hope that they think, at least for a moment, what this entire Karbala was for. Not just herds and herds of people. إِنَّ الشَّرَّ الدَّوَابْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ السُّمُّ الْبُكْمُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Indeed, the worst of the creatures, creations, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's eyes, are the ones who do not think. Do not think. Thinking is not about being able to get through high school, being able to get through university with good grades, being able to get a job, being able to be a professional, being able to buy a house, being able to... That is not what being smart is about. When Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, Ya ibn Rasulullah, what is aql? He did not say aql is the person who gets a 4.0 GPA. He did not say it's the one who gets 15 A's on their GCSEs. Or four A's in their A. He didn't say that. He said, the aql is ma ubida bihar rahman. If you want to see who has the intellect and who uses their intellect, see who's using this blessing for ibadah of the rahman. Ma ubida bihar rahman. Waktusiba bihil jinan. If this intellect is being used to worship the Rahman, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, haniyan lakum. Congratulations, you are an intellectual. But don't fool yourself thinking that all these degrees that we've collected is the definition of being an intellectual or of being smart. Ma'ubida bil Rahman. وَاكْتُسِبَ بِهِ الْجَنَانِ. This is the definition of being smart. This is the definition of being cool in the eyes of Amir al-Mu'mineen, in the eyes of Imam al-Hussein, in the eyes of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Not the clothes you wear, not your hairstyle, not the car you drive, that's not the criteria. That's not the criteria. It might be the criteria of the kids at school, but not for Amir al-Mu'mineen. Ma ubida bihar rahman. The one who does ibadat of the Rahman, that person is cool in the eyes of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Sheikh Naveed is smiling, and that reminds me of something. Right? So I was in Houston. I think this past summer. And I think I used the word cool a couple times. One of the brothers who's about my age, he comes to me and he's like, Sayyid, where have you been, bro? Cool was used 15 years ago. Kids don't use that word anymore. And I was like, I'm sorry, what am I going to do? I guess I'm not cool, right? So anyways, that was just a... But regardless, whatever you want to call it, point is, but call it cool, call it whatever you want. But the, in the eyes of Amir al-Mu'mineen, that's what we need to be looking at. What's the criteria? So over here, we understand that responsibility for us is this, that Sayyidah Zainab salamullahi alayha is relying on me and you. One, the Quran is saying, فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, so that they can benefit from that. Hussein salamullahi alayhi is saying, listen, listen, don't go by the numbers. You have a responsibility. Make sure that the deen is not just la'iqun ala al-sinatihim, that it's just something on your tongues. That yes, we are the Shia. Labbaik ya Hussein, labbaik ya Mahdi. Okay, let's go get some fried chicken now. Right? Can't be empty words. Can't be words. Explicit verse of Imam Hussein. What else do we want? Will he not ask me and you if we, on the Day of Judgment, when we say, yes, we used to do the majalis, and he asks me and you, did you read the words? Did you read the khutbas, the sermons that I gave from when I left Medina and I went to Mecca, and then on my way to, did you read any of them? Did you think about any of them? What kind of a follower are you? All you knew was to wear the black clothes, alhamdulillah, that's great. All you knew was to do some speeches, okay, alhamdulillah, I guess, that's cool. All you knew was do some sinizani, okay, alhamdulillah, that's great. But what about the meat of the matter? These are all means to get to the message. These are all means to get to the message. The speech, I don't care how good the speaker is. I don't care how big the crowd is. If the message of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein is not being mentioned, this person is doing a disservice to Hussein, is doing a disservice to the member. The madas, the people who recite the nohas and the latmiyat, if all they care about is their beats and how cool it sounds, but the message is not there, and it's a disservice to the institution of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. Brothers and sisters, how many years after years, decades, centuries, are we going to go by without paying more attention to the actual message of Karbala, of Hussein? This is something that's extremely important for me and you. And this is something that we understand. But sometimes we just don't put in the effort for it. When Muharram comes by, we get caught up in the rut. We get caught up in the majlis and the camera, and all of those things. Just get anyone to speak. We have to have a majlis. I'm not saying those things are bad. All I'm saying is we need to be able to take it a step further. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. Ya ma'ashara al-Shia, talking directly to me and you. Imam al-Sadiq. Oh, the Shia. Innakum qad nusibtum ilayna. Listen, you are associated with us. Innama, innakum qad nusibtum ilayna. You, whether you like it or not, are associated with us. Therefore, kunu lana zayna. Be a source of pride for us. Be a source of pride for us. Wala takunu alayna shayna. And do not be a source of disgrace for us. Do not be a source of disgrace for us. This is Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Don't let the world say that the followers of the Prophet's family don't care about the Quran, don't think, contemplate the Quran. They're a bunch of jokers. They come out to commemorate Hussein in millions of numbers. But they can't stand up for the message of Hussein. The same Hussein that they cry for, who stood up in front of the biggest oppressors of their time. But look at these bunch of jokers, these followers of Hussein. They can't even stand up to the smallest of the oppressors of today. لا تكون علينا شينا. Listen, O Shia, do not be a disgrace to us. Whether you like it or not, you're associated with us. إن الناس عبيد الدنيا. Yes, the people are slaves of the world, but oh, Shia of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad, do not be a form of disgrace for us. You cannot be of those people who are slaves of the world, who don't have their priorities straight, who put their fathers and their mothers and their sons and their daughters and their monies and their houses and their businesses and everything before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn a lesson from Karbala. Nothing is more important than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ. Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 24. This is not khitaba, brothers and sisters. It's a verse of the Quran. If any of these things are more dear to you than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَتَرَبَّسُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Then just wait. Just wait and see what Allah has in store for you. This entire Karbala that happened, imagine hypothetically, if this never happened, this entire thing that we commemorate, that's the pride of our madhab, of our religion, it's the source of energy, the source of drive, the source of everything for our religion. Hypothetically speaking, imagine that this never happened. Would my responsibility and your responsibility be any different? Did Hussein just come up with a new notion in 61 Hijri? Or was he just manifesting? Was he just executing the verses of the Quran that was revealed to his grandfather? So imagine if Karbala never, hypothetically never happened, would me and you not be held responsible? That listen, O Muslims, O followers of the Prophet, O followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen, did you not read Surah Tawbah, chapter 9 of the Holy Quran, the book of guidance? You're going to satellite TVs and I don't know where and where and where for guidance, where the book of guidance is sitting in your homes on the shelf. Did you ever open it to Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 24? If you did, then you would know that what Hussein did in Karbala was just exactly what was stated in the Quran. Nothing was more important to him. Not the fathers, not the mothers, not the children, not the money, not the belongings, not the houses, not the businesses, not the horses, not the swords, nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was more dear to him than anything else. Explicit verse of the Quran, clearly stated in the Quran. Hypothetically speaking, if Karbala never happened, me and you would still be responsible. For that, is any verse of the Quran, can anyone have the audacity to say, yes, this one verse of the Quran, it's not that important. It's not worth my attention. Can anyone claim that out of this crowd? If not, then where is our action based on these verses of the Quran? Is it maybe the case, God forbid, that our iman, our belief, our understanding hasn't even reached the point where it needs to reach? والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر. Indeed, swearing by the time. إن الإنسان, indeed, verily, إنسان is in loss. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. Except those who have believed, not said that they've believed, and عملوا الصالحات, that belief translates into action. Translates into action. Surah Fatir, which is chapter 35, verse 10. Chapter 35, verse 10. إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. To him, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, elevates the كَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. كَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ over here is not words. It's not words. Based at least on the tafsir of Allama Tabatabai Rahmatullah alayh. See, don't think this means إِلَهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ means all the nice dandy things. You know, thank you, you know, all those magic words, thank you, please, these little, you know, يَسْعَدُ إِلَى. No, it's not these kalim. Allama Tabatabai says, no, this كَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ is your belief. Rooted in the understanding of Tawheed. And then everything on top of that. We don't have time to go into those details. But let me just highlight one potential issue over here. Potential issue over here. If we ask the average person in our communities, what does Tawheed mean? What do they say? It means Allah is one. If you're being very precise, then at the very least, it's an incomplete answer. But if you go deeper into it, it's actually a wrong answer. I don't have time to go into that, unfortunately, right now. But just highlighting a potential issue that over here, إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ, that over here the Quran is saying that the true belief is what elevates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. And it's the good action, it's the action based on this belief that raises this belief to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember what we talked about yesterday? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He creates us in this material existence, we come to level one. Necessity of the material existence. And then He gives us the intellect. He gives us guidance. And then through our free will, we make every right decision that we make, one step at a time, one step at a time, one step at a time, we elevate our souls. Exact same thing over here. إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. And it's through the good actions that this belief is elevated, step by step, by step, by step, until it reaches that epitome, that perfection that me and you were created for, that proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that me and you were created for, that manifestation of Allah's attributes that me and you were created for and is expected of us. So if those actions are not there, we know there's an issue, either in the kalim al-tayyib, that we don't have that tayyib, that good belief, that good foundational strong belief, or at least, at the very least, it's not complete. And as Allama Tabatabai says, that it is through the actions, the repetition of the actions, that this yaqeen, this belief gets deeper and stronger and deeper and stronger. And as this thing, this belief gets stronger, the elevation of the soul gets closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is a belief? Is a belief anything other than your own self? Right? The belief is related to your soul, isn't it? So what does it mean that my belief over here is elevating? No, what we understand from that is it's me. Through the amal al-salih, through the action, that I elevate myself and my belief to towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same concept stated a little in simpler terms in Surah Asr. Wal Asr, Innal Insana Lafi Khusr. All of them are in loss. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Except those who have believed and do the righteous deeds. If me and you, we don't feel that elevation, we don't feel that getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that's a red flag for me and you, that either there's an issue in the amanu part or there's an issue in the amilu salihat part. And that is for me and you to figure out. Me and you to figure out where the issue is, so I can fix that and try and start pursuing that path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is what me and you were created for. Recite al sawab, please. Just a few reminders. Today was the day of Arba'in. Right? All of us, inshallah, read the ziyarah of Arba'in. Just a few lines I want to share with you, brothers and sisters. Just a few lines. وَبَذَلَ مُهْجَتَهُ فِيكَ. And he spilt his blood for you. I'm talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ziyarah of Arba'in that me and you read today. Right? If it sounds like words that we've never heard, there's an issue in itself, right? We just read it today. We just read it today. وَبَذَلَ مُهْجَتَهُ فِيكَ. And he spilt his blood for you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? لِيَسْتَنْقِذَهَا. لِيَسْتَنْقِذَ عِبَادَكَ مِنَ الْجَهَالَةِ وَحَيْرَةِ الضَّلَالَةِ. Why did Hussein spill his blood for you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I am telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? When I'm reading the ziyarah, he spilt his blood in your way to awake the people, to rescue the people from their jahala, from their ignorance, wa hayrat al-dalala, and from the confusion of darkness, of lack of knowledge, of lack of ignorance. This is why Hussein spilt his blood. And me and you, we talked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today and when we read the ziyarah, and we told him that, listen, Allah, I understand this. I understand this. I'm reading that. I came all the way from the west to Karbala to read this one page of ziyarah. And I'm telling you that I understand that the reason he spilt his blood is to rescue people from the ignorance, is to wake people up, is to protect people from the hayra, from the confusion of the darkness. Right? I'm claiming this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do I know I even said this? First of all, if I do know what I said, how does that apply to my life? You know, just like how the Quran says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Do they not contemplate the Quran? Same thing can be applied to the ahadith and the ziyarat. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الزِّيَارَات. Do they not contemplate about the ziyarat that they read? بَلْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَغْفَالُهَا. Or are their hearts locked up? What is the issue? Can they not read? Can they not understand? Can they not comprehend? Can they not contemplate? Can they not incorporate that message in their life? Where is the issue? Where is the issue that there is no progress? We came all the way to read the ziyarah. Where is the issue? وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ. Now I'm talking to Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ وَفَيْتَ بِأَحْدِ اللَّهِ. Oh, Hussein, I know. And I bear witness that the ahd, the covenant, the oath that you made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you did wafa of that. You came through, oh Hussein. Right? So I'm saying this, oh Hussein, I've come all the way here to tell you that I bear witness that you came through with your oath. Did I think about what that oath is? Do I have an oath with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I on a path to come through with that oath with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or is this just something that I'm talking about? Yes, Hussein, you did this. Well, it can't be that. Because further on, I say, Amri li'amrikum muttabi', and my affairs follow your affairs. Whatever you've done, I will also do. Oh, Hussein. Right? These are words that me and you, brothers and sisters, said to Hussein today. Just a few steps that way. Did I stop and think about what I'm saying? وَكَانَ أَحْدُ اللَّهِ مَسْؤُولًا. And this ahd, this covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't think it's one of those things, you know, like you tell your brother, you tell your mom, your dad, you're like, I'm going to do this, and then you kind of, you know, get through it. No, the Quran is saying, وَكَانَ أَحْدُ اللَّهِ مَسْؤُولًا. The ahd for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be questioned about it. You will be held accountable for it. So why am I just okay with saying these words and not extracting what I need to extract from it? Just a few lines from Dua Ahd, right? This is another Ahd that we make with the Imam of our time. With the Imam of our time. Either we're joking around with him, or we're just not smart enough, or we can't put two and two together. Or there's some issue there. There has to be an issue. Because the words I'm saying to my imam is not reflected in my family, is not reflected in my personal life, is not reflected in my community, is not reflected in the ummah. Allahumma inni ujaddidu lahu fi sabihati yawmi hadha wa ma ishtu min ayami ahdan wa aqdan wa bay'atan lahu fi unuqi. Allah, I'm renewing today, this morning, my oath, my covenant, my everything for my imam, for sahib al-asr wal-zaman, for imam al-hujja, for the son of Zahra, for the son of Hussein. Every right, all those covenants, all the oaths that he has the right of on my neck, I'm renewing those today, O Allah. Allahumma ja'alni min ansarihi. O Allah, include me from his helpers. Wa a'wanihi wa dhabina an. And the people who protect him. Wal musari'ina ilayhi fi qada'i hawa'ijihi. And include me amongst the people who hurry towards making sure that his hawa'ij, his needs are fulfilled. Include me amongst those people. وَالْمُمْتَثِلِينَ لِأَوَامِرِهِ. And include me amongst the people who act according to his orders. الدَّاعِي دُونَ الْعَمَلِ كَرَّامِي دُونَ الْوَتَرِ. Hadith from one of the Imams عليهم السلام, saying, if you make a dua and don't act to be able to work towards that dua, الدَّاعِي دُونَ الْعَمَلْ كَرَّامِي دُونَ. It's like you've gone to the forest hunting, but you don't have a bow. You have the arrows, you have the string, but you don't have a bow. Can you actually hunt anything over there without a bow? The Imam is saying, "Adda'i dun al-amal," a one who's making these du'a. Allahumma ja'alna min ansarihi wa awanihi wal dhabina an wal musari'ina ilay wal mustashhadina bayna. Right, du'a after du'a after du'a. Adda'i dun al-amal karami dun al-watan. If you are making these du'as and not acting according to it, the Imam is saying, "You're joking around. You're messing around with me." It's time for you to get serious. It's time for you to get serious, right? So these are things that we're saying to the Imam on a daily basis. Are we serious about this? Are we serious about this? Sallallahu alayhi ya Abu Abdullah. There's a story that someone narrated. They said they had a brother. They had a brother who had passed away. And this brother had three or four daughters, right? Some young, some old. He said, one of the days in Shah Ramadan, I went to my brother's house to check up on the kids and my brother's wife. So I went after iftar. I went almost an hour after iftar. When I go there, I see the youngest of this my brother's daughters is sitting there in a corner, holding a frame in her hands, and she's just crying. She keeps caressing this frame and keeps crying. And I ask her, "Why are you not eating?" And the little girl says, "Oh, uncle, I'm used to doing iftar with my baba." How can I eat without him? And she caresses the photo and keeps crying. Looks at her father, caresses his face, keeps crying. It's narrated that when the Holy Prophet was on his deathbed, the Prophet gave his shirt to Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salatu wasalam. And as soon as he does this, Zahra salamu alayha, she starts crying. Amir al-Mu'minin asks her, "Ya Bata Rasulullah, Ya Zahra, why are you crying? Why are you crying?" He gives her the shirt. She rubs the shirt on her face, smells it, and it says, "Wa ghusha alayha." Zahra crying, holding her father's shirt, faints while crying. Zahra is not a little girl at this point. She's old. She's mature. But she faints. How much should we expect from a four-year-old? How much should we expect from a four-year-old? How much do you think a four-year-old girl can take? Right? We all know about this special relationship between fathers and their daughters. Very special. How much do you think a four-year-old daughter can take? This is not her father's photo that she's holding. This is not her father's shirt that she's holding. Sakina, with her tiny hands, is holding her father's head over here. What can we expect from this four-year-old girl? Remember that girl? It was her father's picture and she couldn't stop crying. Zahra's father was there in front of her. She just held his shirt and she felt unconscious. How much can we expect from this little four-year-old with her tiny hands holding her father's head as she looks at it and says, "Oh, father, what happened to your forehead? Who did this to you? Oh, Baba, who did this to your forehead?" She sees her father after a long time, because every time she tried going looking for her father, it's narrated, sometimes she would be slapped by old men. Sometimes they would pull her earrings off every time she asked for her father. And now finally, after such a long time, she doesn't get her father, but just his head. She cried and cried as she held him. Ya Ya Abata Laitani Kuntu ليتني كنت أعمى. I wish I was blind ولم أرى رأسك. Oh, Father, I wish that I was blind and I did not see your head like this. She cried and she cried. She cried and she cried. A time came when she didn't cry anymore. Hussein's head fallen to one side. Sakina fallen to one side. Sakina fallen to one side. The four-year-old has been silenced. The four-year-old cries no more. Hussein, ya Hussein, Hussein.